Mini episode 714 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 714. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 2.8 titled Fifi. Here are the top five developments coming out of episode 2.7. Number five, after spending half the season drifting away from Jimmy's legally amoral practices, Kim has now spent the last two episodes moving back in his direction, however warily. As more of her backstory gets revealed, we realize that this small-town girl, while respectful and wanting to get ahead the right way, nevertheless does burn with a passion to get ahead. We've mentioned previously that the theme of this season seems to harken back to one of the key turning points of Breaking Bad, no half measures. Sadly, Kim is rationalizing that working with Jimmy in their own boutique law firm can be managed if each simply does things their own way. You wouldn't think at this point that she could be naive about the prospect of getting splashed by Jimmy's mud, but a combination of her growing susceptibility to his charm and her growing disillusionment with big-time law firms has deposited her at this fork in the road. Given that this is a prequel and that we know Jimmy's trajectory to the full-on embrace of a persona that would make Kim vomit, we do know this. It ain't gonna end well. Number four. For the second time since moving to Albuquerque, Mike is back on law enforcement's radar. As was the case when he evaded charges from the 5-0 episode, Mike narrowly skates thanks to help from Jimmy, but the cops have marked him as a shady character. By the time that Hank Schrader learns about him, he'll have filled the score sheet of misdeeds ever more substantially. At any rate, Mike certainly felt dirty by having to go back on his deal to imprison Tuco, as the awkward conversation with Jimmy attested. Number three. Mike brought back memories of Walter White's fear at the hands of Gus and his misgivings about repercussions from the Salamanca family. Their fearsome reputation aside, there was no concrete reason to believe that he and his family were still in harm's way after he exonerated Tuco, but Mike knows the underworld way too well to ever trust those that he crossed. He also triggered memories of Walt's schemes to get out from underneath the thumb of Gus's looming vengeance. His demeanor suggested that, with the possible help of his secret cohort Nacho, he may actually be planning a first strike of his own. Maybe this will be how Hector ends up the broken man that we encounter in Breaking Bad. Number two, we see that Jimmy learned in his childhood that it's better to be the scammer than the scammy. Suddenly, Chuck's account of Jimmy helping to bankrupt their father and thus kill him via broken heart seems more plausible, although it's possible that this cold open served as misdirection about Jimmy being a chronic embezzler. Nevertheless, we've known that Jimmy respected the kind of man who hustled his father far more than his meek and gullible father. We've now seen throughout two TV series that he's the kind of man who straps on the proverbial black hat even when he's trying to do good, and he was apparently molded very early. Number one, some of the tangible outer manifestations of Saul Goodman have finally arrived, as a means of Jimmy extracting himself from Davis and Maine and keeping his signing bonus. Once Jimmy, who uncharacteristically hadn't read the fine print, realized that he'd have to get Cliff to fire him for being a general pain in the ass if he was going to leave with his money, he set out to do just that. The inflatable dancing man, who served as a proxy for the decoration at his future strip mall office, gave him the initial inspiration, which was reinforced by the loud suits that we know will become a Saul Goodman trademark. Like the first season, this one has done a lot to fill in the Breaking Bad origin story. In terms of filling out its own narrative, however, it's going to have to make the last three episodes really count. We've seen Mike starting to get enmeshed in the desert underworld, seemingly building to something climactic. And we've seen Jimmy at first alienate his professional and love interest, only to now end up in a weird law firm arrangement with her where all the ethics will reside in one half of the office. The journey to where they get continues through season three, at least, we know that. But the program also has to deliver as a standalone product. As a character study, it's been impeccable at that. As an overall narrative, it's incomplete as we head into the stretch run of season two. But this creative team is pretty much undefeated through the course of both series, so that means that we should be in for a gangbuster final three episodes. Thanks for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.